All right, let's get the skinny from Jeff Hathorn. It's time for our Hawk Report. Our 93.7thefan.com Steelers Insider. Is he on the phone or is he on video here, Charles? He's on phone. Thank you. Jeff, we just listened to Mike Tomlin when he said, I'd imagine there's going to be more moves in the next 24 hours. Was he talking about like Max Sharping moves, or was he talking about maybe there is going to be a wide receiver trade on the horizon?
No, we're awaiting the official news of a couple of things, and that's mainly what he was talking about. Are they looking at receivers? Are they actively hunting one at this point? Man, you don't get that sense from these guys right now that they're act. I mean, look at their practice squad. It's everybody that tried out for them.
Yeah. So you don't think Jacoby Myers is happening?
I don't see that as we speak right now. I don't.
Okay.
Jeff, do you think though that they aren't trying because they've given it their best shot and it hasn't worked, and therefore they're going to just deal with that, or that they gave it sort of a half-hearted effort, but that they're actually legitimately okay with what they have and like don't really, they just kind of threw a fishing line in the water and didn't worry about too much if it would bring back any bites?
I think it's the last thing you said there. They kept their options open. They looked if there was something that they thought could really help them, that got at a really good price. If it fell in their lap, they were going to go for it. But the way it was explained to me by one of the guys here, one of the people here, is that they feel DK is the one. Mm-hmm. They've got two tight ends that are pass catchers.
Yep.
And a lot of the bigger names that we're talking about are guys that don't want to be in the mix. They want to be the guy. Well, DK is the guy here. And they've got two tight ends that are looking for the football. I mean, everybody does, but these two in particular. And they feel like now you're talking about a 4, 5, or 6. And they have some role players that are going to be a part of that. They want to, Washington is a guy they're going to use at times. Gainwell is a guy they're going to use on third down. So yeah, there are other options that they want to explore.
The MVS thing, Marquez Valdes-Scantling, the report was they only offered him a practice squad spot. He's made some big plays with Aaron Rodgers. Why not give him a chance on the 53-man roster, Jeff?
Yeah, that one I can't explain. That one I mean, it would seem to make sense, except for they like these five. I mean, we know the Skoranek special teams that can drive people crazy, and we know, you know, what Scotty Miller has done, and people look and think, oh my gosh, why not get this guy?
Well, for example, why do they have 8 defensive linemen right now? They've never kept 8. What's your theory on why they've loaded up with so many defensive linemen right now?
Well, right now Benton's dealing with a little something, and I think they wanted to keep their options open there right now. But to your point, that's a place where they could make a move if they wanted to. I mean, they added Baugh to the practice squad, so they even have more guys on the practice squad they could use at that position. And I actually thought they might go with 4 inside backers and, you know, maybe steal a spot somewhere else, but they obviously went with Carson Bruner as the 5th.
Jeff, do you think part of the thought with no MVS, with what Pony just said there, is that if you try to connect any dots here, it actually means that they really are this high on specifically Roman Wilson? Because that seems like, to me, it would be the pivot point for all of this wide receiver stuff. If they, rightly or wrongly, genuinely believe in him, then it would explain a lot of their actions or inactions on that front.
So I think they're cautiously optimistic with Roman, and I think they believe there's more there with Calvin Austin as he now returns to full work, that he can be a guy they can use. I understand what everybody will say about, you know, him not doing work in the middle of the field or whatever, but they like Calvin Austin, and they do think that Roman Wilson has shown some things that can make him valuable in the pass game. And as I mentioned, they feel like they've got the rarity where few NFL teams have the two type of receiving tight ends that they have.
Jeff, what happened with Howard here? Mike Tomlin said 2 days ago he was on the verge of being a full participant in practice. Today, or in a little while, he's going to get placed on short-term IR, and he's going to be out for at least 4 weeks. So what changed there from Tomlin's perspective?
Great question, and there was no clarity to that today. I mean, yesterday he's throwing a little bit, and today it's just not, he's, you know, as you mentioned, of where he's headed. So I don't completely understand it. And, you know, here's the thing with a guy going on IR. I mean, that's not a designation now where they have to say he's coming back. If the Steelers run up a whole bunch of other injuries, Will Howard could end up that way for the entire season.
Wow.
Jeff, I want to switch to another quarterback, Aaron Rodgers. I think he was on with Adam Schein today, and he was asked about Arthur Smith, and he praised the offense, saying it was a very creative offense, I believe, was his terminology. Do you buy it when Aaron Rodgers says that? Do you really think that he and Arthur Smith, that there's going to be a I guess let me rephrase this. How much do you think Aaron Rodgers believes what he's saying there and is sincere about what he's saying versus Aaron Rodgers is more or less saying, I like Arthur Smith's offense because it's really my offense?
I think it's a mix of both these guys' offense. I mean, I think Arthur has the plan, and he is given the freedom for Rodgers not only to make suggestions, but they've even changed a little of the terminology to make it more the way he's used to. So they have worked in concert together. And with all of this stuff, watching how he gets along with everybody, how it's all kumbaya, the biggest test is what happens when there's a loss. And we really won't know the answer to that until it does happen. Like, if there's a bad performance, all right, how does this relationship now, how does it overcome? How does it work through that type of adversity? And until we really see that, I mean, all of this is great. They haven't played a game. And until they do and really test themselves, and obviously we haven't seen Aaron in the preseason either, so we really don't know what we're going to see until next Sunday.
All right, Jeff, the players are taking off a little bit. Are you going to be heading to Columbus for Ohio State and Texas on Saturday?
I will be Pitt Duquesne on Saturday.
Do we have a point spread in that matchup yet?
I haven't seen one for that.
Got to talk to Phillips for that.
It's not Troy State.
Yeah. Or Troy Clarity, who's now off doing Stanford football, former 93.7 The Fan producer.
He'll be calling Stanford Pitt here in, a couple months.
Yeah, that's right.
Lucky break for him to be calling arguably the worst team in the Power 5 or Power 4.
All right, Jeff. Thank you. We'll talk again next week.
Thanks, guys.